From the North Pole to the South Shore, Santa is on the nice list on Country 100.7.
Well, hello, Santa. It's another night as we have more letters.
Yeah, boy, only a few nights left before Christmas now.
The countdown is on, so are you getting excited for your trip?
Oh, I'm getting really excited. The reindeer, they're just gnawing at the bit. they're so excited, Jonathan, they can't wait to take off.
Okay, now this is a big question. When it comes to the reindeer, do they have to stretch and limber up before they head out, or are they just kind of harnessed up and off you go?
Oh, they wake up, they're stretching all the time, just wait. Then, are we leaving yet? Are we leaving yet? And it's a lot like when the little boys and girls are getting ready to go somewhere and mommy and daddy aren't quite ready yet. Santa, are we leaving? Santa, are we leaving? Oh, it's a laughable situation, John. I have to tell them we can't go too early.
Have you ever got a head start? Has that ever happened in history?
No. I've always been able to hold them back. Like I say, I think because of the COVID, everybody's been doing their shopping a little early, and I think that's what's happening with the letters and emails that they're coming to Santa, because it seems to be slowing down, and Santa's actually catching up. I've got very, very few letters left to answer, but if you haven't already sent one in, please send me one in. So today, let's start out with Angela.
All right.
Angela says that she is 54 years old.
Okay.
And she's from New Germany. She says, I have been a good girl for 54 years, and I would love some oceanfront property in Lunenburg County. I sure hope you can deliver. Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas, she says. Well, Angela, I don't think you're alone for that South Shore property there. That might be a hard one for Santa. I'm not going to make any promises on that one, dear.
There's your proof, Santa, that anybody can
everybody
write.
Everybody would like that, Jonathan. Now, Nevaeh is from Shelburne, and she's 5 years old. Dear Santa, my name is Nevaeh, and I am 5 years old, and I've been a really good girl this year. I would like a dollhouse and a baby alive. Well, Nevaeh, I've been keeping a close eye on you, and you have been good. You have a Merry Christmas, dear, and Santa will see what he can do, okay? The next one we have is from Bridgewater, Gregory Penny, and he is 4 years old. He says, Hi, Santa. I've been very good this year. I just started school. I love Five Nights at Freddy. I love tractors and trucks, too. He knows what he likes.
Yeah.
And I've been talking to a lot of the little boys and girls, and just to find out how school is going for them. And they tell me that it's a little different, but everybody wears their mask. And one little boy told me, Santa, he said, I've never washed my hands so much in all my life. But he knows what he's doing it for. He's doing it to stay safe.
Yep, that's right.
And I hope everybody stays safe out there over the Christmas holidays. I think now, I've got a red light flashing, so I've got to go out to the workshop again. Before I go, we've got to do the Christmas pledge.
Take it away.
Boys and girls, I promise to be good.
I promise to be good.
In every way.
In every way.
So I can help make every day.
So I can help make every day.
Almost as happy as Christmas Day.
Almost as happy as Christmas Day.
Good night, boys and girls.
Good night, Santa.
Want to hear your letter to Santa on Country 100.7? Send it to us. Go to our website, cjhk.ca.